The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of IRIB English Radio, now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Asad Jafari.
The cultivation of an Islamic identity has been our topic. We want to, inside of the heart of our hearts, we want to be a proud Muslim that can identify with the deen, but there are barriers. And one of them I talked about yesterday was internalized Islamophobia. The second barrier that happens when we're trying to establish an Islamic identity is a lack of certainty. Our fourth Imam has a beautiful statement: Allah, when anyone elevates me on the outside, lower me that much on the inside. It's a nice statement. The Imam, of course, has ilm al-ladunni. At the same time, he knows without this purification, very easy. And we have countless examples of people, a little bit of knowledge in the Western world, in the Islamic world, in history, today, you name it. Without that proper tazkiyah, that ilm that should have left you, led you towards God, actually made you satanic in your thoughts and in your actions. Very easily. Worship should be fi sabilillah. Sometimes people like me, we do it fi sabilinnas. I compare my salats when everyone's watching to my salat at home. Oh, zameen asman ka farq hai. Big difference, unfortunately. When the whole world's watching, oh, my qaf and my ayns and my ha come from my stomach, forget my throat. I want to make sure you know I'm saying ayn and ha and hurting my throat saying it. But at home, this riya is a huge issue in our communities. This over-exaggeration of my own piety for the sake of others. Huge issue. Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salatu wa salam, Allahumma salli ala. He says, because I tell you, one of the biggest challenges we have is sincerity. To be truly khulus in everything that we do, oh, it's very hard. He says the highest level of ikhlas is to do something for Allah, and not that you don't want praise. In fact, when praise comes from other than God, it angers you inside of you. People like me do one small good deed, I want 10 shabashes. And 10 taliyah, pat me on my back, give me a plaque, tell me I changed your life. The same worship that should be for Allah can easily become an avenue towards shaitan. People go to Hajj and they leave their iman on the Kaaba and they come back. People who with a lot of pride say, oh, I've been to Karbala 17 times in my life, Malana, fantastic. They're a horrible human being, I'm sorry. A tragedy, you lose a loved one, it should lead you towards Allah. Many people now actually become the other way. What's the point? Itne namaz, itne dua, I prayed, only to have my husband be taken away from me. What's the point? Chortle, I'm out, forget it. Many, many times. My point is that this path of yaqeen and perfection in Islam is very relative, not absolute. We have to examine what is that path. Now, and also be careful and know that that path can lead to shaitan. In my high school days, like 85 years ago, high school days. In my high school, they had a gym, and on the gym, they had a rock climbing wall. Okay, it was the latest thing back then, in the mid-90s. And yes, I joined the rock climbing club, me and a couple of my friends. I used to love it. Every morning, 8 a.m., we would go and we would begin to climb. And they would tell us, make sure you do this, you do that. A couple of instructions that still stuck with me. Number one is this, that when you face the wall, map out visually your route up the wall. That rock, then this rock, then left leg here, right leg here, before you even start climbing, okay? If you get tired up the wall, stop on a rock and rest for a second. Number three, whatever you do, they would tell me, don't climb down the rock. Climb up the rock. In our journey towards God, whatever your journey is, apply these principles. There are moments where you need to pull over, pull over. There are moments where you need to stop and kind of map out your route. That's fine. Maybe you need to kind of stay still for a moment. That's fine. But don't climb down the journey. Don't allow your path, which is for Allah, to become for shaitan. That is the epitome of perfection and yaqeen. So certainty is not the idea that I can't ask questions. It's not. It's that I am able to invest in my path. I understand this path to be so strong that I'm going to invest in it over and over and over again. The sheer nature of faith is to fluctuate, is to ask questions, up and down, up and down. Nothing wrong with that. But are you able to invest and work through the ups and downs because you believe in that path? That's what I want for you and me. That if I'm going to struggle, go up and down, peaks and valleys, tiring, draining, etc., etc., I'm going to do it on the path of Islam. This deserves my energy in my life. That's the yaqeen I want. Not that the moment the ocean gets a little bit now wavy, I'm out. No. Stay in the ocean, ride out the waves, because you believe in the ocean. This deen is not easy. I'm here to say it's not easy. I'm not delusional. At 16, 70, to submit to a higher power is very difficult. That's why God says, do it within your capacity. One of my favorite traditions of the Holy Prophet is that you worship Allah to the best of your ability. To the best of your ability. He won't get tired of accepting your worship so long as you won't get tired of worshiping Him. Whatever level it is. If that means your whole life you're trying to nail down Fajr, that's okay. If that means that your whole life you're just trying to get to a point you can read one or two verses of the Quran once or twice a week, that's okay. This is not a comparison game. It's a capacity game. What you're able to do is what God will take from you. Don't be like Shaitan. Shaitan played the comparing game. Oh, he's clay, I'm fire. Oh, he's this, he's that. No, God says, look, you have your path. Embrace your path. In your grave, in my grave, I won't be asked based on your amal. You won't be asked based on my amal. Everyone has their own journey. But once you embrace your journey, embrace your journey. Be certain on it. Work towards it. Ride out those times when you are low and fly when you are high. Imam Ali says that when your nawafil interrupt with your wajib, drop the nawafil. Just do what is fara'id on you, what is fard on you, what's wajib on you. Because there will be moments where even the wajib isn't enough. I want more. So do more at that moment. But there are moments where even that wajib is such a task. Do your wajib, khalas. I get phone calls, right? Malana, I recite Surah Mulk and Surah Rahman, Surah Yasin before bed. Beautiful habit. Beautiful. Kabhi kabhi thak jati hoon main. I get tired sometimes. I fall asleep in the Quran. Is it okay? Yes, sister, it's okay. It's all right. Don't push yourself. If you have tawfiq, if at that moment now you're able to read with tafsir and translation, mashallah, that's great. If you're tired, it's okay. Sometimes I think we think God wants all or nothing. Absolutely not. He sees you. He sees your struggle. He knows your childhood. He knows your upbringing. He knows your mental health. He knows all these things. He's a loving, compassionate, merciful Lord who wants from you what you can give Him. But give Him your best. If you have questions, if you have doubts, get those doubts answered. Once you have certainty, then that identity begins to develop. Then yeah, you walk around saying, I'm a Muslim. I'm a follower of the Ahlul Bayt. Absolutely.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Adim Alimun Halim Hakimun Mateen Ghafur Shakurun Wadud Qayyim
صلي على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.